of my favorite sayings are, "All who wander are not lost," and "Strangers are just friends you haven't met yet." Greetings, fellow travelers. This is Mary G. Graham, your travel diva, with Radio Daddy-O. These statements are never more true than when traveling. Before I went to Europe 2 years ago, a friend of mine who lives there on and off said to me, "Make sure you allow time to get lost, to wander the streets of a city, to stumble upon magic." Well, I took that advice, and I now allow myself to get lost on purpose, to stumble upon magic wherever I go. My husband used to say, "We're not lost, we're on an adventure." He was always right. Even with a map and GPS, it still happens. It's almost as if my subconscious wants me to get lost, to travel the unplanned road, the path unexpected. Now, I'm not suggesting that you walk down a dark alley at night in New York City or Istanbul. One must use common sense when wandering, especially in places you've never been that can be potentially dangerous. Unless, of course, you're a thrill seeker that way. And who am I to judge? Best of luck to you. When I was a little girl, my dad taught me how to read a map. I love them, even if it's just to get my bearings and then tuck it away for the rest of the day. I have depended on Siri when driving here in the States, but walking not so much. A friend recently told me he was using Siri in Venice and she took him straight into the middle of the canal. She's not always exact. I suggest you follow your instincts to make note of your surroundings and keep your head up while walking around. Recently in Cork, Ireland, I decided I really wanted to find the memorial plaque that was erected to social and political activist Mother Mary Harris Jones. She was born in Cork, and I feel a connection to her and her story. I was amazed to find, however, that not many people in the city knew who she was or where the plaque was. Our first day in Cork, we got lost looking for the memorial. We walked everywhere and saw many beautiful sights, met lovely people, and by the end of the day, we were hot, we were tired, and we needed a rest. We ended up in a fantastic old pub called Signe, which translated from Gaelic means, "This is it." It was a classic pub built in 1889, filled with stained glass candles and whiskey bottles, and locals having a pint listening to wonderful music. Now, had we not gotten lost, we might never have found this beautiful old pub. And the locals there were more than happy to tell us where they thought Mother Jones was. Little did they know they were sending us on another adventure. So, the next day we were determined, and we set out in the direction, more or less, that our new friends from the pub gave us. And once again, found ourselves a bit lost. We finally found the street our new friends told us about, only to find the Mother Jones flea market, which turned out to be a fantastic Irish thrift store. Once inside, we asked the owners, who of course knew who she was, but not the location of her memorial. But they were more than happy to get out a map and get at least three other people involved in helping us find our destination. I was surprised they didn't know where the memorial was, but we were all happy to be part of their discovery. We chatted for a bit and walked around the flea market shop and then bid them farewell and set out again to find Mother Jones. And find her we did. Once at the memorial, we were also ecstatic to discover that up the street was the Cork Butter Museum. You heard me, the Butter Museum. Inside the museum, we came upon a group of school children and their teachers, who we started chatting with, discovered that one of the teachers was from Dingle, a small seaside town perched on the hem of the Atlantic in Ireland's southwest, County Kerry. And as it happened, Dingle was our next place to visit in Ireland. This teacher's name was Evelyn, and she knew exactly where we were going, gave us dining recommendations, and told us the best places to see and hear live music. She told us afterwards that she really enjoyed meeting us and giving her an opportunity to talk about her hometown of Dingle, which she loved and missed. That was a magical day. We got lost, found more than we were looking for, and made new friends. So, I recommend losing your way, because you'll never know what you missed if you don't. Until next time, thanks for tuning in. This has been Mary G. Graham, your travel diva, on Radio Daddy-O.